Welcome to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Henderson Mann, and with me as always is Kush.
If you restart the call again, I'll kill you.
It's good. It's doing good now. Yeah. So,
I'm also going to tell you right now, We're not going to talk about the majority or all of the news stories you put in the thing. Because they're all bullshit and they're just obvious padding. You're like, we don't have anything to talk about, so let me pick some stuff I can make fun of or things we can joke about or
things I can scream and yell.
I'm like, for instance, there's no reason for you to put that Ouya story in there. There's no reason. Because you know what's going to happen? I'm just going to talk about how the Ouya is a piece of shit. You're going to talk about how you don't really give a shit. And then Big Steven's going to tweet at me and tell me how great the Ouya is, and I don't fucking care. That's it. You've been playing some Cribs and Dragon. How is it? Is it good for you?
It's okay. If anybody's played the Kid Icarus game on the 3DS, it's kind of the same concept.
Or Rez.
Or Panzer Dragoon or any of those types of games. The only problem I have with this game is that it seems to be really difficult. Like, the first level's not too hard. There's not much challenge. But when I started the second level, I made it probably about halfway through, and I just got my ass handed to me at some point. And I just... this game is really focuses on collecting dragons and loot and new abilities and stuff like that. However, it seems like to me it's a game that they either want you to grind out or pay real money for. And it doesn't look all that great either. I mean, it's fun, but, I don't know if I necessarily recommend it. I picked it up when it went on sale for $15. I don't know. I don't necessarily think anybody, I would pick this up if I had played it, if there had been a demo or something. That probably would have turned me off to it. Although,
do you know
I don't
how
know.
Many levels are in the game?
Honestly, I have no clue. I don't know. I don't even know if there's even the achievements are tied to beating certain levels or anything. I don't know. I haven't really looked into it. I'm sure some of the reviews out there will tell you. I know it didn't get very favorable reviews at the time.
No, I think like everyone hated it, but I think like Destructoid liked it, whoever reviewed it there.
So I can't necessarily say at $15 this is a good deal to pick up, so I would probably wait unless you're just dying to play something, which a lot of people out there are. But
you should have saved that $15 and spent it on Power Star Golf last week.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize that. I figured that game was more real golf than arcadey golf.
You think that looking at it?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like to me that I don't know. It didn't when I seen the screenshots or anything of it. It didn't really look like Hot Shots type golf or anything.
It doesn't look realistic at all.
The kiddie stuff, I mean, it does have a colorful world and everything like that, but I don't know. Just when I'm seeing the screenshots, it didn't really, nothing jumped out at me that, hey, this is an arcadey golf.
What do you want?
For the art
style. Windmills and Frankenstein monsters?
Yes, I do. I love fucking windmills.
This isn't mini golf. Let's not get crazy.
That's what we need is a real mini golf game.
I would die for that. Mini golf is great, and there's never been a really great mini golf game.
So, yeah, we need windmills and the fucking hippo mouth that opens up. Yeah.
The best type of almost mini golf game is that Super Stick Golf on iOS. That's like the closest thing to being like great mini golf. And then there was that like Wonder Golf or something that was just 18 levels. That was kind of interesting. But yeah.
When they bring up, you know, there's stuff on Xbox 360 on the arcade that tried to be really, I don't know, mini golfish, but it's like, oh, here's a ball in space, and I'm pretty sure
there was Mini Golf Adventure or something like that.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, I've never played mini golf in space, so.
Played real golf with Frankenstein monsters, but you apparently want that.
When did I say that? Oh, Hot Shots? I played with Kratos too, so you know, but. Yeah.
Kratos is in Power Star Golf. It's crazy.
No. Wait, I'm confused. I thought you were talking about... I said Hot Shots Golf.
I know what you said.
Oh. I'm so confused right now.
I was being funny. and you don't have a sense of humor. So let's move on.
You weren't being funny. So I picked up the Dead Rising 3 DLC. I actually picked up the season pass, but the first one's been released as a Broken Eagle.
Do you want to talk about that first or our experience first?
God. So yesterday I was pretty bored. I've just been kind of listless yesterday and just kind of like, it felt like, I don't know, just a weird feeling. And I said something about Twitter being bored, and Kush was like, well, maybe we should play a game. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So, you know, we set up at 5 o'clock time, and we sat down to play some Dead Rising 3, joined a party chat. I could hear him. He could not hear me.
Who knows? Maybe I have a defective... No, but I don't have a defective headset.
Yeah, you because... heard me on the, you heard me on the Skype, right?
Yeah, but I was using my... But when I was using the headset, I could hear it beeping every time I like get to the max volume. So that must mean the headset works.
Unless you're... the headset might have worked, but maybe you're... Oh, you... I see. Does that sound come through that, or does it come... Yeah, I guess it does. Weird. That makes no sense.
It makes no sense, because it's not like your voice was coming through the TV or anything. I couldn't hear anything. Your voice is nowhere to be found.
Yeah, and I even turned off... I even, like, pulled it out, and the Kinect wouldn't even pick it up in party chat. So we're talking about party chat here on Xbox One, and the fact was that I could hear him perfectly. He could not hear me at all. And I'm talking about we stopped, reset systems, everything else, nothing. Just would not work. And it pissed us off.
It drove me absolutely insane. There have been things I have not liked about the Xbox One, things that have annoyed me, but I have not hated the system until yesterday, until last night, when that shit was happening. It's ridiculous.
And even like the party chat system itself is the stupidest thing ever. So you join party chat, and you still have to go to another option to turn on party chat.
Yeah, and you have to do the whole, oh, connect, switch, go switch to that thing, and then let me scroll down. No, close. There's so much nonsense.
Yeah, that should never have been set up that way. It should be just, boom, you join party chat, you're in a party, boom, it should be working. It makes no sense why you have to turn on party chat.
And then there were weird things with the party in general, where it was like saying, I was already in your game. And I never got an invite. I just apparently was automatic, but then I wasn't in your game.
Well, see, you know what I think happened there is because the same thing happened to me. Where you sent me a party invite to your game, and it just started loading me into the game without me acknowledging it. So what I think happened before is when you were trying to join that game, I was trying to get out. I had already started the process of logging out of that game because I didn't think it was working. And I think that's why when you got in, it booted you. Because I tried to boot you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
I want to cut that out. I need that sound. You know what I'm saying?
Huh. So, what's saying?
Just shut up, man. What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Go, Broken Eagle.
Yeah. So, Broken Eagle, it still takes place in the same city as Dead Rising 3. But it takes place basically before the story of Dead Rising 3. And you're playing as a dude who's a soldier. I can't think of his name because it's not important. But, it's pretty fun. The missions all kind of, deal with anybody that's played Dead Rising 3. It deals with him trying to find the president. And as you know, in the main game, that's what one of the scenes is dealing with the president being in the city and everything. So, it's just really cool. It's the same city. There's less zombies starting out, and you're definitely more of a badass than Nick because you can get, it focuses a lot on guns and stuff. I'm really excited about the other DLC as well because, like I said, I bought the season pass. The problem is with this DLC, it was only 3 hours long, and that's like doing everything because it's like finding all the... So basically your helicopter crashes in the middle of the city, which in the main game you notice where the helicopter crashes because it's one of the first things that you see early on in the game, the big helicopter that's in the middle of the city street or whatever. But you get knocked out of the helicopter and you got to find your remaining teammates and stuff. And sometimes the ones you, if you find them in time, they'll join you and fight with you. If you take too long to get to them, I think they get killed and you just pick up their dog tags. That's like one of the things is you're trying to collect all the dog tags. Another thing is, hacking some of the, cameras around the security cameras around the city. And it's just a little simple stuff. But it was really fun. It was interesting for two and a half hours or so.
And how many packs are in the season pass?
There's four. Coming in the season.
I don't think that, like, 3 hours for $7.50.
It's not bad. No. I think, but a lot of people are going to complain, well, it's the same city, but you do unlock DLC that you can't get in the main game for
That's the how characters. DLC usually works anyway.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is you can actually take this DLC back to the real game, too, and use it. Because I got, like I said, I got this huge chain gun that's got like 550 bullets or something in it, and I was able to go through and do some of those PP challenges and just was slaughtering freaking zombies for with the ones that were like kill so many zombies with firearms.
PP and it
was
like all yeah. over the place. Huh. I got to level 50.
Oh, would you play it a lot last night?
No, I got to level 50 from 32 in about 15 minutes.
How the hell did you do that?
That Mega Buster, you know how you get, if you kill, five enemies, you get the Y and B to get a special attack? But that Mega Buster special attack is monstrous, and I was just using that. I was going around in a circle in the first area at night when it was just full of zombies. So I got the highest I ever got my combo whatever thing to was about 1,900.
Oh, wow.
So that really...
That's crazy.
That really helps.
I'm sure you got some kind of challenge for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I have all the upgrades now and all the... I didn't even know you could purchase those things above the upgrades. There's so you can use anything to make this kind of combo weapon or whatever.
So wait, when you hit level 50, you automatically unlock everything?
Well, you are able to purchase everything.
Oh,
but you'll have enough points. When you hit level 50, you'll have enough points. If you never purchase any of that top shit, you'll have enough points to purchase all the attributes. And then after level 50, you don't ever get higher than level 50, but you keep getting attribute points after fill the bar, and then it just resets and you fill it again.
Cool.
So you can get everything.
But you haven't gotten everything yet.
I did.
You did? Oh, you did?
I did, and that's when I just stopped. So now I have unlimited sprint, and my vehicles are indestructible, and I could make that vehicle that you can take all the weapons out of and all that stuff.
Oh, so now the game's going to be no fun.
No, now it's going to be extra fun.
Yeah, but there's really no point now because you've done leveled everything up.
Yeah, that's but crazy. It's just to dick around and to finish off.
But you haven't gotten all the, you haven't collected all the collectibles. Yeah,
I still have to do all that, and now it's just going to be easier for me.
What pisses me off is when I went through Broken Eagle, I was also able to get 29 of the 30 the voice box things, the propaganda things. I got 29 of those, 30 of them destroyed. Now I can't find the other one when I go back to the main game.
It's not on the map?
No, for some reason, when you start the game in the middle of a chapter, like chapter 3 or 4 or something like that, instead of starting from the beginning, all that stuff on your map disappears, which is kind of annoying.
Weird.
So, and something else that annoys me too, I think after you beat the game, you should be able to keep all the people you found to go back into that game.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's kind of silly.
Nice. I was expecting that when I started my second game, but whatever. I don't really need the people around.
Yeah, I'm level 42 now, so I'm getting close to 50, but kind of part of me wants to go back and get to level 50, and the other parts of me are like, yeah, I kind of want to wait to the other DLC because it's all connected. Because so if you're level 42 now and you go into DLC, you're playing as a level 42 character as well. So that's kind of nice too. It's not like, oh, we're going to start you back at level 1 and take away everything you earned. You still get to use all your outfits and items and stuff like that. But I'm real interested in the other DLC because I think the next one that's coming out, you play as one of the illegals. And then there's one that you're playing as the bikers, And there's one that you're playing as a secret, like a secret agent, like an FBI agent or something. So I think that'd be really cool. But yeah. Anyway, that's Dead Rising 3. I still think it's probably the best exclusive that came out last year for sure.
I love it. It's so good.
We talked about it a little bit last night when we were on Skype, me and Kush. And
yeah, the only good thing that came out of last night was that I was able to witness the amazing Kinect camera, which is pretty damn. That thing's amazing. Just watch it, like the quality, and just watching it follow things on screen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we were talking about Dead Rising 3, and we were talking about. Oh God, I lost my train of thought when you started talking about. I don't know.
You're completely out of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You played Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah, I played the demo for this. It was released this past week on both consoles, previous gen consoles. And I have never finished 13.2, so I kind of went back to go try to play that again, and I think I'm giving up on that again, because I actually picked it up for like $9 this week when it was on PSN, even though I have it on 360, because I was like, if I'm going to start this thing over again for the third fucking time, I want to get some kind of trophies or something out of it. So I started playing it. I'm just like, that game is so weird. And so that's kind of why I'm excited about Lightning Returns, because the little demo I played of it was a lot more fun than 13 and 13.2 were. It kind of reminds me a little bit of X2, Final Fantasy X-2, because you're only playing as Lightning, and it's kind of more of an action-based game as well. But you get different outfits, and each outfit, it does something different. So it's like, hey, you got the healing out, the mage outfit, or you got the black mage outfit or the white mage outfits and stuff like that. And it really feels like the dress sphere system from X or from 10-2. And the problem is I have no idea what's going on in the story. So I read a primer on the ending of the game, and they also released a little video. It looked like a 16-bit version of Final Fantasy 13 story. And it was kind of cute, but I only watched half of it because at that point I thought I was going to finish 10-2 or 13-2, and I need to go back and finish watching that. But yeah, Lightning Returns, because I didn't finish the one before it. I have no idea what's going on, but I'm real excited for this game because I'm just dying for something new to play. But the demo is a lot of fun. It's definitely more action based. You still have a system where you. Monsters on the field, you walk up to them, you can attack them, and then it switches to a new screen where you're fighting them. But you get different outfits, and have like four different abilities as well for your face buttons. So depending on what those, you might be, oh, I can heal and stuff like that. So it's interesting. I definitely want to see how the full game plays out, because a role-playing game, it's really hard to be just thrown into the middle of what's going on and expect to know exactly how to play the game and everything. So it's usually best to start from the beginning and really get to the meat of the game. So I'm excited to play that. I think it comes out on the 11th, so I'll probably be talking about that next show. And then the last thing I played yesterday, I was out at GameStop while my mom was at the grocery store, and I played the demo for Octodad, and that game's really funny. I kind of want to play that.
I heard it is like funny for the first hour, and then the last hour, it just is not so fun because it gets like stealthy. It like tries to be more of a game.
Oh man!
And that's... it's only 2 hours.
Oh man, that's kind of crazy because the first level that they had the demo. I know you played it too. You're trying to get to your wedding, and it's really cute because it's like, oh, get this key and all that, and you're just flopping around and. I think half the time my octopus dude was walking around backwards. I wasn't exactly sure how to make him face.
Well, yeah, because it's like what I said when I've played it. Yeah, it's like Quap.
Yeah.
Which is just, it's really weird to play.
But apparently it's not coming out on PS3 or PS4 until March.
Yeah.
So, but.
Like all the indies. Hey, we're going to have all these indies. You can play them here. Or you could play them on the PC first. And when it comes out in March, it'll be like 75% off on Steam.
Yeah, but if you don't want to play it on a PC, it's the only way you can go. I don't mind paying money for something that I want to play on
PS4. You won't have to pay money for it because it'll be free with PlayStation Plus because indies don't make money on PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about Outlast. I heard that was kind of funny, or funny, fun and scary.
Funny. It's very funny.
For Kush, for me watching Kush play it, it'd probably be fucking hilarious.
No. Well, you want to watch it? Then go get me a PS3. PS4. Or just get it on PC.
Look, you got a Wii U coming. I don't want to hear your shit.
I don't want to talk about it.
What do you want to talk about? It looks like you've been playing some stuff.
I played a little bit of DC Universe Online because I played a good amount of it back on PC. And I never played it on the PS3 because I didn't have a hard drive big enough to put that on. So when I switched it out, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll try to get back into DCUO. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that annoyed me, my character did not transfer over. And then the second thing, which is why I really haven't continued playing that much, is that I was not expecting the game to look so much uglier than the PC version.
Oh, yeah.
It looks fucking disgusting on the PS3. It looks awful. I mean, the only reason to play it on the PS3, of course, if you don't have a PC that can run it well, then that's a reason. But it's only because the game gives you trophies. Then you get trophies that way. I'm pretty sure it gives you trophies. Yeah, that would be the only reason. Because it looks like shit. I hate it. And, of course, when you're using it on PC, you can use a 360 controller. Because it supports that natively.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I played that. And that was disappointing.
I've dabbled in it on PS4, and it looks a lot better on PS4, definitely. But
I would hope so.
But still, I don't know. I don't like the animations in that game. They're weird.
I don't mind them. Like, I really enjoyed it on PC. I like the way it played. I like, you know, I just wish more MMOs had native controller support, because then I would actually play some. I would love to play, The Old Republic. Whatever its abbreviation is, because I try playing it, and I'm like, I cannot handle these keyboard controls for MMOs. And I tried using, there was one someone built for Xpad, but they never fully, not the best for MMOs, because then you have to you're always, when you're moving around and you're turning the camera, it'll move your mouse thing, and then every now and again you'll have to go back to your mouse and put that in the middle so it has, you know, it's back in the middle. Or there are certain things you still have to use the keyboard. It's like, and then I forget what I have to do. It's all confusing. But I really want to play that game, this is why I'm really excited and hopeful that The Elder Scrolls Online is actually, even if it's just decent, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that.
So, but do you really want to pay $15 a month for that?
If it's really good. I love the Elder Scrolls games. If it's really good. I mean, Morrowind is one of my favorite games of all time. So if it is a really good Elder Scrolls game with a lot of content and well-supported, and of course, we all know that unless, I don't know, it's like super, super popular, that subscription's not going to be around for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a way to make money early on, and then they get rid of it because, you know, people are going to pay it early on. Even if people only pay it for a few months, that's still revenue, you know, free revenue.
Yeah. Have you tried to get into the beta for it?
I've been in the beta. I had invites and I just never used them. Like, I think the first opening for me was when the Xbox One came out. I'm like, yeah, that's really going to happen. Get the fuck out of my face.
Well, apparently they're doing betas for PS4 and Xbox One as well. So. No.
I want to get an invite for Titanfall.
Fuck, I want fucking Project Spark to hurry up and get here this month. I want to try that demo for that, or the beta for that. So, which I got a beta invite for the PC version, and they said if you got that, then it'll work for the Xbox One version when it comes out too. So I'm waiting for that to come out before I use it. Mm-hmm. But Project Spark, I'm excited about that.
Me too. I'm excited to see how that all goes out.
Yeah, you know, I got really excited about it after I played Disney Infinity and started creating my own level, because I'm like, you know, if I could do something more in-depth, that would be kind of fun. But then it'd probably be so in-depth that I'm like, I can't figure out what the fuck I'm doing here. I never liked making levels in Little Big Planet. But that mostly because I didn't care much for Little Big Planet, the way the character moved. So, but yeah, you're talking about MMOs. I'm kind of waiting for Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the PS4.
A Realm Reborn.
Yeah. I've played a little bit of it on the PS3 when it was $10 before Christmas or whatever, and I didn't play enough of it to really get into it because I'm like, I'm waiting for the PS4 version. I just bought that version because apparently it's going to be a free upgrade to the PS4 version. So
I heard it's really good.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Fixed everything.
So I definitely want to see it. When you're playing, like you said, MMOs on the PS3 are not a very good looking thing. So. So I'm waiting for the PS4 version to play it. So,
but it's ridiculous how bad, because like I haven't played it in a long time, but I'm pretty sure I even preferred the way Final Fantasy XI looked on the 360. I feel like that looks better, and maybe it's just the art style and all that it works better with not looking that great. While there's so much crap going on in DCUO, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But so. I also played. For a while, I wasn't able to play any of it. Recoil Liberation.
Man, I heard this is Game of the Year stuff right here.
This is a piece of shit. This game is all, it's Recoil Liberation. It came out on PC, I think, earlier. How much earlier? I don't know. It's a multiplayer-only first-person shooter. No local multiplayer. No single player. No bots. So if you can't find a game online, you can't play it. And guess what? It's not that easy to find a game online. I guess I was looking at the leaderboard. I think, whatever, like 7,000 people own it, but I don't know how many people play it at once because it's very, it's like half and half whether I can find a match or not. Mm-hmm. And in half the matches, I experience horrible team killing. So you have a small community and it's full with, you know, it's filled with enough team killers to make it annoying half the time. It's just an awful community. There's not enough reason to buy it just because it's only online. And then on top of all that, it's just a piece of shit game. It's not a fun shooter. The controls, everything about it, just the way it controls. Like, you switch your weapon using the D-pad. So it's like up is your main weapon, then like left or right is your sidearm, and then down is a grenade. Instead of it being Y or something, so you can quick. So, and sometimes when you respawn, it'll have you holding your sidearm, or sometimes it'll have you holding your grenade for no fucking reason. Or occasionally the control will just get stuck, and it's my character's just moving to the left the whole time.
What?
It's a broken piece of crap, and no one should buy it. And it's $15. It could have worked maybe as a free-to-play game. I think they would have had a chance of making more money because it'd be stupid people who'd be, oh, this is kind of nice. I guess I'll put a little bit of money in it. I mean, it would have easily helped it actually, you know, gotten some kind of user base so that people would be able to find games to play.
Yeah. You're talking about, that's one of the killers for video games for me is when your grenade is a separate button or is the same button as any gun you're carrying. So you have to actually switch to a grenade. That kills me in any game. I'm just like, it makes me never want to use a grenade.
Yeah, why? I don't understand the point of it.
It should be a grenade, should have its own button.
I don't understand why anyone would pay $15 for this game. I mean, if you're looking for a multiplayer shooter, you know, a downloadable one, Battlefield 1943, pick that up. Or you can go with Counter-Strike, is it Counter-Strike? I always forget the name of that game.
Counter-Strike Source?
Yeah, Global Offensive. And that one has bot play too, so you can, you know, if you can't find a match, which of course you will be able to find a match because it's fucking Counter-Strike, you can play that. There's no reason in hell. There's every other, I can't think of a worse first-person shooter that I've played on Xbox Live Arcade.
I don't know, man. I've played some bad ones.
I mean, there are indie games, but that doesn't count. But I mean, like, I just don't, like, there's Blacklight Tango Down. That's way better.
And that's on PS4 for free now, too.
Well, that's like Blacklight Retribution, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Tango Down.
I still haven't played that. There's so many free games to play on my PS4 that I haven't even touched.
Yeah. So
how about that Xbox One? How many free games you got?
Don't touch Recoil Liberation. I don't... Yeah, well, for some of the free-to-play games are coming to Xbox One.
Yeah, I think Warframe's coming pretty soon.
I honestly don't give a shit about the PlayStation Plus games you've gotten for free so far. Contrast is not good. Don't Starve, I already own on PC. I mean, for me, that's why I said the PS4 doesn't interest me as a system because all the indie game shit, I get that on PC. And I'll get it before you. I'll get it for cheaper, unless they're free. But even so, I'd rather support indies by buying their games. And then I could also use a 360 controller on the PC. So it's all good for me because I don't like that stupid PS4 controller.
I think you would like it more if you played it. No, played it for more than 20 minutes.
No,
yeah.
I don't like it. I know I will not. I could learn to accept it, but I know right off the bat that I don't like it. It's too small. It's too light. I just don't like it. I got it in my hands for a little bit more and not tethered, so I know the weight, how it actually is and all that. Ugh, it's not for me. No. But I also played some Killer's Dead. And that game sucks ass too. This is fucking awful. I really need to play some amazing games because all this shit is just, I kind of don't want to play games anymore. I need something like, just to like blow my mind or something. But Killer is Dead is from Suda51. It is by far his worst game, I'd say. There's nothing about it that is redeeming. I mean, the art direction is the only thing I like about it.
Now, the only Suda51 game I cared about, well, I think, is Shadows of the Damned, and I don't think he was, like, there were three different people
But he wasn't part of, like, he was sort of part of the story or something, right? He wasn't, he had yeah, no I don't effect, think the was... gameplay was, like, the Resident Evil guy or something, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, that, I mean, like, this is,
he,
like,
Suda51, his games are just shit.
There's nothing about this that's any good. Like, it's not clever, it's not funny, it's nothing. There's nothing interesting about it. No More Heroes has a bit.
Yeah,
you know,
No More Heroes is okay.
You know, Killer 7 was weird, but at least it had that going for it. This is just shit. It's derivative crap. There's nothing unique about it. I mean, there's these stupid date things you go on where the whole object is to look at either the boobs or the pussy. And you want to do it when the woman's not looking, and then you give her presents. And the range of presents you can give her is so fucking limited and stupid as hell. It's like the cheapest one, you can give her a pack of gum. And then it's like moves on to like a red rose.
I bet she lets you look at her pussy if you give her a pack of gum.
No, yeah, don't. You have to make sure she's never looking. Uh-huh. And then if you do, she's like, why are you staring? And she like gets all up in your face. It's dumb. It's so stupid. And the game seems to be super short as hell, because I've already like gotten through chapter 7. I think there are about 12 chapters, and I don't think I played for even 2 hours.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't pick this up when it was $20.
At GameStop, I hate like it so much. It is terrible. I just want to be killed and to be dead after playing Killer's Dead. And then the last thing I played was I played a little bit of Dead Island last night.
Which is the free games for gold for the first half of February. Yeah. Which is a pretty good game for free. I have to admit, this is probably if I didn't own this game already, this would probably be the one I'd be the most excited about that's been released.
No, I think Sleeping Dogs tops Dead Island.
I don't care much for Sleeping Dogs.
Well, I do. So why don't you go to sleep in the way the dogs do? And that means I'm going to euthanize you.
You should.
You're dead, bitch. So, yeah. Well, I played some Dead Island.
Honestly, we should have played this last night.
Yeah. Well, I was playing co-op. That was weird. I mean, another, like, my headset and the headset of the person I was playing with, fucking both awful. It's like I heard half of what we were saying, just cut off randomly. And it would always cut off at, like, key moments. It's like, there's something really important that I have to, what? Nothing. And then we realized that You can't kick each other or like hit each other, but you can run each other over and kill each other. That's the only way that it'll happen. So if you want to kill your friend, then do that.
Now, is this the first time you played Dead Island? You played it when it was released.
Yeah, I played it and I enjoyed it. I got to the like hotel, and that's when I just stopped playing. Mm-hmm. So that was like chapter 3. I never got to the town or anything.
Me and Sean played this for one night, and we got pretty far, but we got to the area where they started having a lot of guns, and for some reason the game glitched and would not let him pick up ammo, and it pissed him off, and we never went back to play it.
Yeah, like because I would try after I stopped playing for whatever reason to go back, and it's really hard to just jump back into Dead Island.
Mm-hmm.
So I might start over. I don't know, or I might because I have Riptide, but I never play that, so I might just ditch Dead Island and go into Riptide? Because that's, I mean, everyone always talked about how it's really just more of a Dead Island 1.5.
Yeah, it really is. It's not, it adds a few new things. And that's, I think Dead Island Riptide's okay. I didn't get very far in it because I was kind of like, I want to go back and finish Dead Island for some damn reason. I wanted to go back and finish the other one because I didn't want the story to be ruined. I don't know. But
yeah.
But Dead Island's okay.
Dead Island was fun. I forgot because it started a fresh character for the co-op. And I forgot how quickly weapons degrade in that game.
Oh, it's
in the beginning, it's just like you get 5 hits, it's broken. Everything's broken.
Ridiculous.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's my saying. Yeah, that's, I hate degrading weapons. I just wish there was.
I liked the concept. I just wish they didn't. I mean, they shouldn't break that fucking soon. I mean, some of them you could say, yeah, this should break soon because it's a flimsy thing. But you get a wooden baseball bat, that should last a little bit longer. You know, just a thought.
I don't know.
Or you know, you could also look at some, you know, and make it a bit more realistic when you have like a metal wrench. That thing should, like, never break.
Right.
Because it's a fucking metal wrench. Just a thought. I don't know.
Just a thought.
Or it should, like, take a very long time to break. Not like, oh, if I... This isn't a fucking Tootsie Pop. You're not licking people, zombies, with your fucking weapons. It's not three hits and
please don't lick the zombies. Please don't.
I'll lick them all you want.
That's a little gross.
But yeah.
Anyway.
And I also love just how, you know, 99% of the time... The women end up with their ass just pointed straight to the sky.
One other game I wanted to talk about real fast before we move on is I played a little bit of Tomb Raider, the definitive edition on PS4. And I don't know, there's a lot of disparaging comments about the PS4 version out there now as well, saying that there's a lot of screen tearing and shit. That's bullshit. I have had zero screen tearing. That game runs 60 frames a second and does not have a fucking bit of screen tearing. As far as I've played. So, that's some bullshit that fucking somebody's putting out there. But, I thought I wanted to play a lot more Tomb Raider, but I kind of don't.
I think it's just too soon.
It is too soon, but I'm glad I picked it up, because I really enjoyed that game, and I know it didn't sell what they wanted it to until, like, right about the time that game released, but I'll give it more money. And here's the other problem, though, as I decided I want to try a little bit of the multiplayer to see if it looked as shitty as it did when it was on Xbox 360, and I can't get a game of multiplayer going to save my life. I don't know if anybody's just not playing it, which is probably the case, but, I mean, it says joining a game, and sometimes it'll just lock up and will never go on, so I don't know if it's just the busy servers or something last night. I don't know. That wouldn't make any sense to me, but the game looks amazing, and some of the little touches are really nice. But you know,
yeah, I think it's just too soon, and that's also the fact that, I mean, these consoles are still pretty new, and you kind of just wish you were playing new things on it.
Mm-hmm.
Not even though it's a great game, you just kind of wish you were playing something a little new.
Yeah, last week for some stupid reason, I went and picked up Prince of Persia. I think it was the 2007 one, I think, what year it came out.
Yeah.
The pretty one, the cel-shaded one. I picked it up from GameStop to play on PS3 just to get some trophies. I picked it up for like less than $3. And I was like, I've played that quite a bit in the last week. And I'm kind of like, I was kind of down on that game when I first played it, mainly because it isn't Prince of Persia, but it is. It's a weird thing because you can tell where it is Prince of Persia, but... There's just things about it that you're like, this isn't as fun to me as a Sands of Time, but it's still a good game. And going back and playing it, just and all the characterization they did between the prince and Elika is just fucking awesome. And you don't get that much anymore in games. It's like they don't want to spend too much time on a story. You know, the last time I felt like I wanted to protect a woman like that,
enslaved,
yeah.
Oh yeah, the tension between a man and a woman.
Yeah. So you know, it's just. I don't know, but
that game is so fucking good.
And here's something else I noticed about Tomb Raider, the definitive edition, that kind of pisses me off. Do you remember the big deal about the scene where they looked like the guy was going to rape her or whatever, and he like rubbed his hand against her breast and rubbed it down her
now,
arm?
Now because they have all the extra detail, he puts it under her shirt and he's groping and then he's flicking her nipple.
Instead of touching her tits, her tit. He just rubs his hand down her arm. I'm like, oh, come on. That's the biggest fucking cop out. don't change shit like that if you're trying to do it. It just, I don't know, it just pissed me. It just angered me. I'm like, people are going to whine and cry about every fucking thing. It's like, oh, it's okay. We can't have serious stuff like attempted rape in a video game because, you know, it might offend somebody, but we can have it in movies. That's okay. You know, if games are going to be taken seriously, they need to be taken. It was a serious moment in a game. It could be terrifying. And for some reason, it's like, oh, we can't do that in a video game anymore because people will complain about it. Quit fucking complaining about everything. You don't complain about it in movies. Stop complaining about it in video games. And I'm tired of hearing about this. I don't know. It pisses me off. So, yeah, they definitely changed that scene. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So, anyway, that's all I want to talk about.
Okay.
Moving on to movies. Did I put Pacific Rim here or did you?
I did.
Okay, because I just watched it recently, too.
I don't like it.
I
really don't like it.
I liked the beginning of that movie where they talked about how they... I like the background idea of the movie is, hey, this monster started coming up from the bottom of the Pacific. And they build these machines to start fighting them because the first one they take out takes so many tanks and planes and stuff to destroy. So basically they start building these giant robots and the people that drive these things are real famous. You know, they're like rock stars in this era and they have trading cars and toys based off of them. And I thought all that was really cool. But when it gets to the fucking robots actually fighting in the story, it's just kind of goofy.
Yeah, I mean, the story, the script and all that stuff is terrible. And I thought that I always heard that about the movie, that it was, you know, poorly written, all that, but, you know, it's still going to be a great, entertaining watch. I thought all the fights were awful and boring and just stupid. It was just, there's nothing about the movie that I liked. Nothing. I didn't really care for the designs of the robots, any of them. Some, like, I kind of enjoyed the one, like, monkey monster, just because I enjoy monkeys. I enjoy the way they move, so I kind of dug that, like, more gorilla type one. But yeah, I just don't.
And it was just weird. Like, some of the fights were like, it was like the one robot that was in most of the fights, you know, and there were other robots that were maybe on screen for 10 minutes,
get their asses handed them. We see them in one fight, they just get destroyed.
Yeah, it was just like, come on.
Oh, you're a couple of bitches. Jesus.
I did like the idea of the mind melding and them trying to see what the monster saw and all that. I thought that stuff was cool. But then when you actually seen what they were, you're like, I don't get it. They didn't tell me anything. So,
yeah. But it's just weird.
It was a weird movie. It's.
I didn't mind Charlie Day's scientist character, but the other guy, the more like eccentric, like, I am the smart one. I hated that guy and his stupid haircut and everything about him.
I also watched, I guess it's At World's End?
Yeah.
Yeah. That movie's got a weird twist halfway through it. And I didn't really,
what
I knew there
the
was
twist?
A
twist. I saw it. I'm trying to think of like what the twist is that wasn't revealed in the trailer.
Was it not revealed? Was it real? I don't remember watching any trailers for this game. So
you didn't know about the whole robot shit and all that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That wasn't a twist at all.
Yeah, well, if you didn't know that, going
then,
into
yeah,
it was a twist.
Of course. Well, then, I mean, basically every movie reveals itself in the trailer. So it's always, I kind of want to be that guy who doesn't watch any trailers, but I can't help it. Because, I mean, you look at horror movies and it's like, what do you just, you showed me everyone's death. What's the point?
Yeah, you know this person's going to die before it starts.
And you know how it's going to happen. Like, I love the Final Destination movie trailers because it's just like, okay, well, this guy's exercising and there are two swords above his head. Well, I wonder what's going to happen.
But At World's End, it was okay. I got kind of bored with it by the end because, frankly, Simon Pegg's character, and it was so unlikable that it really took away from the whole movie to me.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the other two movies are definitely stronger. I think he was a little bit too unlikable.
Yeah. I didn't care much for Hot Fuzz either.
But... And I didn't like his whole outfit. It's just weird.
But, and I did like how the movie ended, you know, where they're telling stories about at the end of the world. And that was really cool. I would have rather had a movie based more on that aspect of it as well. So, but yeah, That's a movie I watched. Arrow. We've been watching some Arrow. It's like I got up fucking Thursday morning just dying to watch Arrow. So me and Mom watched it before she went to work. That's how into the show I am now. And
it's really good.
So I don't like to talk about it because I don't want to give anything away. But there's just so much going on in the plot.
Thing is like what we talked about yesterday is just that Laurel does not need to be as unlikable as they're making her. And hopefully now that her, you know, whatever, who cares? If you watch it, you don't care. Who cares? Her sister was returned.
Spoilers.
Hopefully she'll beat her into shape.
Yeah. So, but I kind of brings credence to the whole thing that Laurel is actually black or a Dinah. Her name's Dinah, in the comic books, but basically Laurel was Black Canary in the comics. So it kind of leads precedence that probably her sister's going to get killed. So, but the whole stuff with Roy and Oliver was really cool this week. So
yeah.
It's just a fantastic show. And it kind of scares me because the show is so good that I'm just worried they're going to run out of ideas.
Yeah, well, there's also just like the word because unlike Smallville, I don't really, even like the weaker episodes are still really enjoyable. It's never, I don't ever watch an episode and then when it's over, I think, man, I fucking hated that. Or I'm just like, let's get this over with. So I just get the basic plot points and it's over. I enjoy every episode.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And that's kind of what scares me about the show is that they use up so many villains on episodes that really don't matter. You know, it's like his main, you know, some of his main villain or like main villains from the DC universe. I mean, I guess there's probably tons of villains that they
could. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole bunch of things. And like, I didn't realize when they like brought back this Iron Claw or whoever this Bronze Tiger played by Black Dynamite.
Yeah. He's from.
I didn't realize that he was. Part I didn't realize he was actually a big character. I thought it was like just some made up bullshit, but I guess he's in the Suicide Squad, which was hinted at at the end of the last episode.
And also if you played Batman Arkham Origins, he's the first boss that you fight.
There you go. I wish he was actually played by Black Dynamite in the game.
Well, he might be, you don't know.
I don't think so. Isn't he in the game is like in his full garb? Because he was, doesn't he wear like an actual bronze cat mask or something?
I don't remember. I just remember I was like, oh, Bronze Tiger. But yeah, that was, you know, I was like, that's pretty cool. And I did see this week there was a story that Stan Lee was like wants more actual supervillains on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. He's pushing for that.
So, I would want, he would just push for more general quality on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You know, I don't mind that show a whole lot. I mean, it's something I can watch. It's just kind of dumb TV. It's not as exciting.
I keep watching it because I find so much of TV crap that it's just kind of okay.
But the fact that there are so many villains in the Marvel Universe that they could use, or they could even almost use this as a pilot for, you know, some kind of Civil War setting or something too.
I think the Netflix shows will be much more interesting.
Honestly, I don't like any of those characters besides...
I don't know the other characters really that well. I'm interested in the Daredevil one.
Yeah. So, I mean, Daredevil I'm most excited about, but the other three I just could care less about.
Yeah, I think that's because they're not really that well known.
Yeah, and you know, and I guess if you would have said 2-3 years ago, hey, they're going to do a Green Arrow TV show, I'd have been like, why?
Yeah, I didn't care. I experienced them on... Smallville, I never really liked the character. So, then I was like, whatever. And then when it came out, I'm like, I'm not going to look at that. I don't care.
And then I feel bad because I did not watch the first season until it was on Netflix. I'm like, holy shit, where was I? So I guess sometimes you got to give something a chance. So I guess when those shows released, I'll give them all a chance.
Yeah.
So. And that's a good thing about Netflix series is they'll all be released at the same time, probably. So.
Yeah. And, few other TV shows really quick is that big episodes for Community and Parks and Recreation. For Community, they were getting it's the farewell episode for Donald Glover.
I didn't watch that yet.
And then Parks and Recreation, there was a farewell episode for what the hell is her name?
Rashida Jones
and Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
So I think Community surprisingly handled it really well. It was, you know, it had its touching moments without being really like overly touchy and not still funny. So I just thought it was a really good episode, and it was handled well. It's kind of sad. And then Parks and Recreation, it was okay. I think it was actually one of the weaker episodes of the season, maybe the weakest. It's because I think the whole storyline with Rob Lowe, that bit wasn't really much of anything. I didn't think this whole, like, we got to give him this perfect gift, and then the perfect gift wasn't that great or anything. It just, there was nothing that rewarding about that part of it.
Yeah, since I came back from hiatus, I haven't really cared about that show. I don't know,
I still love it.
So, anyway, I don't think I've watched anything. I mean, I've watched Supernatural and Heart of Dixie, but, you know, they're just...
Yeah, I'm not really sure good. If there's been another Heart of Dixie episode or not, because they said there was a new one on Hulu, and then it was the same exact goddamn episode from the week before.
No, there was. I watched the new one.
There might be a new one that's like I have to go to like the CW app now or something.
I went through Hulu.
On Hulu it was the same episode for 2 weeks in a row. It's the same 11th episode where it was the we got to show them that it's a historical place, it's a historical city. Oh,
that's. Maybe I must have missed an episode in the week before or something and thought that this one was new, I guess. I don't know. Because I hadn't seen that episode.
Well, that one was there like 2 weeks ago. And then they said there was a new one and it was still that one. So I don't know if there's been another one or not. Because it keeps telling me it's new. And then it's asking me if I want to watch it again. Like, does that make sense? No, you dumbasses.
Weird. But, yep. So I'm trying to think if there's. Seems like there's something else I watched, but I can't remember. It wasn't very important, I guess.
Exactly.
Anyway, continue on to Saga.
I finished up the first volume, and I really enjoy it. It's there's still a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on, and I just am very interested in this world and what's going on. It's still sort of in the setup phase. I don't really want to spoil anything. I think it's through like issue 20 or in the low 20s right now. So it would be easy to catch up to it. The first volume is the first six issues. So that's good. And, I love the art. Fiona Staples, I believe, is the artist. And then Brian K. Vaughan is the writer. And it's just really good, really interesting. And they have a lion cat that really just says lion all the time when someone's lying. And I love that cat.
Huh.
But yeah. I'd recommend checking it out.
All right. Well, we'll get to a news story here or there.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
No, hold on a second. The main one I want to focus on, and I got into an argument on Twitter about this with an actual PS4 asshole. So I actually took up for the Xbox One, and it's the Machinima paying YouTubers for positive Xbox One coverage. So yeah, last week, it came known that Machinima was paying its, their name for their affiliates or something, I guess that they were. But basically, they were given an extra $3 if you said positive things about Xbox One and got every 1,000 views or whatever, you got an extra $3. From your ads or whatever. And so this came out, and at first I was kind of like, well, this is bullshit. Xbox One buying positive coverage. But then if you got to look in, like, CheapyD from Cheap Ass Gamer was talking about it as well, that he's like, nowhere in that contract does it say Machinima and Microsoft. So basically, when reading between the lines, you can tell that this was Machinima doing this basically, do positive Xbox One coverage, but you can't mention that it's an ad, which, by the way, is against FCC or FTC regulations. You're supposed to, if you're making money off anything, you're supposed to acknowledge that it's an advertisement. In fact, if you have a blog or anything, and you get a free game to review, you're supposed to admit that, hey, this is a free game you get for review, or you could be sued. So, it's just a bunch of bullshit. And the fact that everybody in the PS4 community and PlayStation community jumped Microsoft for this is just ridiculous. I don't really think that they knew anything about this. And I don't think this is all a bunch of made up shit. They don't, they've, they, for basically they said that the final amount of money that would have been spent on this would have been like $3,700. Microsoft does not give two shits about less than $4,000 advertisements. They were not part of this. This is something Machinima drudged up to, because honestly, I think it had to deal with, hey, Microsoft might get pissed off if you say bad stuff about the Xbox, so we don't want to get in trouble. So if you want the extra money, it's got to be good things, but you can't say that. So that's honestly what I think.
Whatever. I don't really care either way. I haven't read enough about it. I mean, I remember hearing stuff about it, like it's through a client that Microsoft works with, and I don't, even if, you know, whatever, Microsoft does this, I don't give a shit, because guess what? A whole bunch of people do this. This isn't like something that nobody does. And really, whatever. I mean, I don't care. Like, to me, all this does is discredit some of these YouTubers for doing it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if I was on this thing, you know, if I was like some big old shot, you know, I don't like doing any kind of thing where I get money for anything anyway. But just looking at that, $3 extra for every 1,000 views, that's not that much. And to take that and lose credibility, I don't know why they would be willing. It's like, oh, fine, I'll do that. Sure. Get a little bit extra money, and I'll just, you know, talk about how much I love this and not be honest. I mean, some of them could be being honest, and they're just like, wait, I'm going to be truthful, and I'll also get a little extra money out of it. So win-win for me. But it's never going to look that way, even if you were always being honest. So you should never put yourself in a situation like that.
Yeah, and anybody wants to know information, more information, I would definitely go to Boogie2988 and look at his story on it. And for people who don't know who that is, it's the Francis character. I hate the Francis characters on YouTube. I can't stand that character. But the guy himself that does the acting for that or whatever, when he does his own real videos, he's really intelligent. And I really like that dude. And I really gave him a lot of shit back in the day because of the Francis shit. I think it makes gamers
Yeah, the Francis thing is stupid. But like, he's been on a few like official PlayStation blogcasts, and I'm like, oh, he's actually a normal person.
Yeah,
I like that, because somebody posted, I like that video of him trying to put together a gingerbread house.
So he's actually good, and I feel bad because I was like, man, who wants to listen to this fat fuck? And like, oh yeah, look at the mirror, Rob. But you know, no. But seriously, I do like his coverage of stuff when he's actually talking intelligent and not the Francis stuff. I just can't stand, but.
That video with Major Nelson, like the lightsabers, that's like the cheesiest, dumbest thing ever. Major Nelson is a horrible actor. He looks so fake doing anything.
Oh, I don't think so. I think he looks like a generally happy guy. I like Major Nelson.
I know. I guess I'm just saying he basically looks like who he is like this 40 whatever year old man who's just like, I'm gonna be fighting with a lightsaber. So he just looks like, oh, that's my friend's weird dad.
But you can see the, like, when Boogie says, you were the chosen one, Larry, how he just starts laughing.
I know. Yeah, he's just like, oh, that Major Nelson, he's a dork. Even we call him a dork. He's a dork to dorks.
Oh, something exciting that I did see announced this week, though. Did you see the Ghostbusters Lego?
I saw it. Here's a fun fact. Apparently, my love for Lego is very well known, because that day, I just kept getting that fucking link all day, driving me fucking crazy. Everyone's like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Yeah, I've seen the goddamn fucking thing. And you know what made it worse? I don't really care about Ghostbusters. So I did not want to see this shit.
Ghostbusters was my favorite thing as a kid. So
I might get it if it like looks really nice.
When I'm sad the firehouse isn't real.
Yeah, I thought that was real. But if that fucking thing actually lights up, I'm sold without question. Because that was crazy. I'm 99.9% sure it won't. But if it does, sold.
That would be awesome. But like, I haven't bought a Lego set in years, and I was excited about that. I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll buy that. So.
Yeah. Huh. But. I definitely knew it came out. It was announced.
There were some Xbox rumor stuff, too, about a lot of it's been passed. Some of the stuff that it just seems kind of weird. Somebody said there was a rumor about a Crackdown, but not till 2016. Really?
Sure, whatever. That's
That's a long way off. That's
completely possible. Whatever. I can say a whole bunch of bullshit too. And then it's just like, oh, well, it's not coming out till 2016. I guess you won't know until a year if I'm even telling the truth. And by then, you won't even remember.
And they said that Halo 5 is not coming out till next year. But they were the one thing that caught my attention, which I don't think I'd believe, is the white Xbox with no Blu-ray drive in it. To me, that
doesn't
just
make
seems
any
like,
sense to me. That's like them. I mean, they went through all the trouble of going back on like all this like DRM stuff and, you know, being more of a like, oh, your discs don't really matter, to being, okay, you want your discs to matter so you can trade them in and everything. Okay, now here's a discless system. And why would the companies want to carry it and sell it when this one, they can't sell you games for it?
And the other one that was definitely bunk was the Titanfall system, because I cannot see that that thing would have already been announced by now. If that was real,
every piece of Titanfall accessory, they, I think they're all ugly as shit.
I kind of like that controller, but you know what? That's the one thing I like about Xbox One is they will give you nice looking controllers or different controllers, and some of them have wild designs on them. And I'm just that's the one thing I don't like about PS4 is like I want a new control, I want another controller. But even when they bring out a red and blue controller, it's nothing exciting. There's nothing on it. But like every controller that Xbox 360 brought out. It looked unique. It may have it felt exactly the same, but it had a unique look to it. Mm-hmm. And there were just really rare ones, like the white and black one that Walmart had was like dragons and stuff all over it, like Chinese dragons and stuff, and it looked awesome. And it just is. I just really wish PlayStation would do that, but I can't wait to see some of the Xbox One controllers they release. I have so many Xbox.
Yeah, I mean, like even when they did nothing, it kind of just it looked nice because like you'd have it. Oh, it's red, but it has the black on the sides or something.
Or the chrome, you know, yeah, the chrome ones were fucking amazing.
Where it has, like, what is it, chrome on the top, then, like, the more matte finish on the back, yeah. And then,
I mean, they just all look nice. Yeah. So, but anyway, I think that's going to be it for the show.
Yes, definitely.
I squeezed out an hour, did you see that? Boom.
Whoop-de-doo.
So, yeah. Yeah, just and to everybody out there, yeah, I just want you guys to let you know, I had a chance to have a date this morning, and I turned it down to go to this stupid show.
Now I'm very upset with you.
Well, it's all right. It was like I got up at like 11 and she had sent me a text message from Plenty of Fish and said that she wouldn't know if I wanted to get lunch. And I was kind of like, I just got out of bed. So I'm going to try to make another date.
All right. See. Good luck with that.
Yep. So, yeah, when I was really distracted, that's because I was trying to read the Plenty of Fish message she just sent me. So, but, yep. So anyway, that's going to be it. Kush, plug away.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we'd do that. Man, I don't feel like doing that. PixelatedAuster.com. You can go there for a bunch of shit. Of course, PixelatedRadio.com will get you this show and the other podcasts I do, the Pixelated Sausage Podcast, which I do Mondays through maybe Fridays now.
Remembered something. What? My mom's podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fucking. I still have that in my mail. I need to put that up.
Because Sean asked me about it the other day, and I was like, yeah. And I'm kinda
yeah,
like,
we all forgot about it.
I was like, yeah, I know. I need to get Kush on that. And I'm like, really? It's 20 minutes long? Not that excited to get it up there yet.
Yeah. So, anyway. I just to get the feed going.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay. PixelatedRadio.com will get you links to all the podcast stuff. And go to iTunes and rate and review the show and do all that stuff. Subscribe if you haven't already. Tell all your friends. And frontburner.net, frontburner without the e.net. Link is in the site. I'm not spelling that shit anymore. And then, of course, check out the Signed In Podcast at signedinpodcast.com and the Two-Headed Nerd Comicast at twoheadednerd.com. And then Rich has a whatever the fuck it's called.
And Rich has a new podcast, or has their podcast name, and I can't remember what it's called.
And then there's the Sprite Stuff, which I can remember that name.
Yeah.
Rich, why don't you tell me the name of the show?
I think it's Sports Car Unleashed.
Whatever it is, you have to tell me. I'm not going to actively look for it.
Yeah, Rich, that means come back on the show. Quit being sick.
Yeah. She's, I'm sick.
Yeah, I'm sick. Can't do a show, guys.
Sick means of he's us. Playing Grid 2.
That's sick. All right, now I just want to put my plugs out there. I'm Henderson Man on everything, even the Wii U, 3DS now.
I'm Kush3 on Twitter.
Yeah. And hopefully Kush will get a cool name on his Wii U.
And yeah, I don't know if I ever mentioned that I changed my name on the show my gamer tag. It's PX Sausage.
Yeah, you did change. I think you did mention it.
I don't even remember.
Anyway, guys, that's going to be everything. Everybody, have a good day.
Yes, board games are great.